News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Tuesday, July 11th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
You'll find terrific savings going on now through Sunday at Counter Sports Shop and Save. Just use your perks card this week and featured products throughout the entire store. Save lots this week. Super bonus buys in each and every department. 8-count roll, package of essential everyday awesome paper towels, only $3.99. 8-ounce packages of essential everyday chunk cheese, selected varieties, 99 cents each. 12-pack of chill soda, only $1.88 each. Wonder Bar Bologna, just $1.88 a pound. And 12-count package of freshly baked cookies, $1.99 each. Save in Shop and Save's meat department on boneless center-cut pork loin for chops or roast, and two breasts and four thighs of Tyson Best of the Boneless Chicken, only $1.98 a pound. Save even more on a huge variety of 10 items for just $10 in each and every department. So don't waste time. Hurry in today while supplies last. And make sure to check out this week's flyer or visit www.shopandsavefood.com. Always saving you more.
Penn State says it'll be mostly cloudy today with afternoon showers possible, a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lingering showers, a low in the upper 60s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a daytime high again in the mid-80s. It is July 11th, and on this day in 1804, Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton to death in their famous duel. Samuel Broadhurst, a relative of Burr's, had tried to negotiate a settlement between the two, but Burr offered the challenge and the duel ensued. Burr won by drawing first blood with his swift sword, a gun in this case, but that took place 213 years ago today. And we think today's political rancor is bad. In today's news, Congressman Glenn Thompson announces a $500,000 federal grant for the Lewis Run Main Street project, which he says will strengthen the existing infrastructure and accommodate additional heavy truck traffic. The Appalachian Regional Commission awarded the grant to Lewis Run Borough. The application was prepared by North Central Pennsylvania Regional Planning and Development Commission and McKean County Economic Development. The Lewis Run Main Street project will focus on improving the road, installing new sidewalks, rehabilitating the drainage structure, and replacing the storm sewer on Main Street in the borough. The project covers Main Street from the bridge over the East Branch of Tuna Creek to Hanley Street, as well as the area between Hanley and High Streets. The project aims to strengthen existing infrastructure to accommodate additional heavy truck traffic related to the Keystone Powdered Metals plant expansion. The proposed expansion includes the construction of more than 20,000 square foot facility on the Keystone Powdered Metals property. Expanding manufacturing will bring increased traffic to Main Street, which is the main thoroughfare in and out of the borough. The Appalachian Regional Commission awards grants and contracts from funds appropriated to the commission annually by Congress. Program grants are awarded to state and local agencies and governmental entities such as economic development authorities, local governing boards such as county councils, and nonprofit organizations such as schools and organizations that build low-cost housing. Contracts are awarded for research on topics that directly impact economic development in the Appalachian region. Representative Martin Causer announces he will host the 15th Annual Senior Citizens Expo on Friday, August 4th at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford Sports and Fitness Building Gym. In addition to the Bradford Expo, there will be one on Friday, September 15th at the Kane Community Center, and the last will be held on Friday, October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. Causer told Black Forest Broadcasting some of what attendees can expect.
All of these events are on Fridays. They're all from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a great opportunity for senior citizens and their family members and their caregivers to come out to gather a wealth of information about health care, care, insurance, nutrition, fire safety, financial planning, fraud protection, a whole host of government services at the federal, state, and county level. And in addition, health screenings will be offered. And as always, admission is free and lunch will be provided for all attendees. So much information to be gathered from these events. And if you require additional information, you can go to my website at repcauser.com or call one of my district offices.
In other news, Mansfield-based state police recently investigated a couple of technically non-reportable accidents occurring in Tioga County last Friday afternoon. Erin Ackerman of Orangeville, Pennsylvania, escaped injury when she swerved her Chevy Sonic off the road after seeing two vehicles ahead slow down. She was able to drive from the scene and was not hurt. And the name of another driver involved in a non-reportable was not released, but police say the 53-year-old woman was going east on Route 6 Saturday evening when she swerved her car to avoid one stopped in the roadway while waiting for another vehicle to turn. Her vehicle went off the road and crashed into an embankment on Gas Company Road, but apparently could be driven from the scene. Powdersport Bay State Police have arrested Robert Halleck of Genesee for DUI, claiming that when he was going through Genesee on June 19th, he failed to stop at a stop sign and was pulled over. Then police allegedly determined he was driving under the influence of alcohol. Cane Bay State Police are advising motorists that they will be conducting DUI checkpoints throughout McKean County during the month of August, emphasizing places where there's been a high incidence of alcohol-related crashes. A couple of burglaries in Tioga County are under investigation by Mansfield Bay State Police. Thieves took a large amount of money from the register and safe at That Damn Bar in Tioga Township last November. And someone stole 400 gallons of fuel from a tank at a hunting camp on Forest Road in Elk Township, Tioga County, between May 16th and June 30th. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Parati says our high yesterday was 73. The overnight low was 62. He received 0.11 inches of rain at his location. We had a little more here on Fishing Creek, 0.14 inches. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.